Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I heard an announcement on the radio about the garden show you're organizing. They said it's running all week and there will be several demonstrations about innovative gardening tools. Could I attend the demonstration scheduled for Wednesday?
Sorry, but that session's just been cancelled. The person leading it had another commitment.
Oh, too bad. So are all of the demonstrations cancelled?
No, the demonstration for Saturday is still on. That's at 1 p.m. I can register you for that session. Just get there about 15 minutes before it starts so you'll get a good seat.
Number 32. Why is the woman talking to the man? Number 33. What problem does the man mention? Number 34. What does the man advise the woman to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
I have all these estimates from different companies for repairing the brickwork in the front of our office building, and they're all really similar. How can I decide?
We're just having the patio at the entrance repaired, right?
Well, we also need a new retaining wall around the garden and to have some additional pathways laid out across the lawn. It's actually quite a complex job.
Oh, maybe talk to Mr. Lukic in sales. His background is in construction, so maybe he has familiarity with some of the firms and can help you pick one.
That's a good idea.
Number 35. What does the woman need advice about? Number 36. According to the woman, why is some repair work complicated? Number 37. Why does the man tell the woman to talk to Mr. Lukic? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm the general manager of the Sunrise Mall Shopping Center in town. I heard your band playing last month at the town fair and got your contact information. I really enjoyed your music.
Thank you. We're a local band, and it's always a pleasure to hear from our audience.
The reason I'm calling is that I'm wondering if you'd be interested in playing music at the shopping center on a Saturday afternoon sometime. The date can be flexible.
Sure. We can play the first Saturday of March. But where exactly will we be performing?
There's a detailed map of the shopping center on our website. It'll show you where our event space is.
Number 38. Who is the man? Number 39. What does the woman want to do? Number 40. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Kirsten. I'm glad to finally see you. Looks like you've been busy.
Yes. This show is particularly popular. Jose's paintings really draw a crowd. He's selling a lot of them, too.
Oh, they're great. I'm thinking of buying one myself.
You should. Sorry, I've been so busy lately. I've been swamped at school, plus it's taken a lot to plan this show. Hey, would you want to get together with Janet and Miko for lunch next week?
Sure, sounds great.
Number 41. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 42. What does the man say he might do? Number 43. What plan do the speakers make? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for stopping by, Lynn. I'd like to discuss the candidates we interviewed yesterday for the legal assistant position. I was very impressed with Mr. Smith's work history.
Yeah, he has a lot of relevant experience in the legal field, but he didn't answer our questions very clearly.
Still, I think he'd be a great help preparing the legal briefs for our clients.
I'd push for Ms. Wong. Not only was she clear and direct, but I called one of her references, and her former supervisor couldn't praise her enough.
That's good to know. Let me take another look at her work history.
Number 44. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 45. Why does the man object to Mr. Smith? Number 46. What will the woman do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. This is the front desk. How may I help you?
Yes. Hi. It's 7 a.m. and I am hearing drilling in the room above me.
That's right. We are doing bathroom renovations on that floor. We posted notices about the project near the check-in desk and around the lobby.
I have a conference call at 8 a.m.
Let me see about finding an alternate accommodation for you in another wing.
That would be great. Due to a schedule change, I will be working from my room all day.
Number 47. Where most likely is the conversation taking place? Number 48. What does the woman imply when she says,
I have a conference call at 8 a.m.?
Number 49. What does the man say he will do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I like your idea, Mark, about producing a new line of touchless voice-activated smart lamps. But if we were going to do that, we'd need to hire a new consultant familiar with that technology, which would not be cheap.
Given that we went over on our production costs last year, it doesn't seem likely we'd have the budget.
What if we reduced our spending on advertising temporarily and used the savings to hire the new consultant? The decrease in advertising might cause a temporary drop in revenue, but I think we should make up for it when we launch the lamps.
Number 50. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 51. What do the women imply about hiring a new consultant? Number 52. What does the man suggest they do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Have you been having any problems with the therapeutic ultrasound machine? My patient just said he didn't feel his muscles were responding as usual.
It has been acting funny. Perhaps we should call the technician?
Maybe. I'm afraid it's getting pretty old, though. We may need to replace it.
Okay. I'll notify Barbara since she has to sign off on all purchases.
By the way, can you see Mr. Cohen for me tomorrow? He just needs to do some exercises for his wrist. He's been responding well to the treatment.
Number 53. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 54. Who most likely is Barbara? Number 55. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I'm preparing the budget report for our monthly meeting, but can I ask you about the bill for landscaping? It seems very high.
Keep in mind that they maintain the parking area and outdoor lighting.
Well, the real issue is that we share the expenses with the medical clinic next door. With patients coming to the clinic, they use far more parking spaces than we do, and the way we divide the costs should reflect that.
I think you're right. I'll email the clinic about it.
Number 56. What does the woman imply when she says,
"They maintain the parking area and outdoor lighting"?
Number 57. What does the man think a medical clinic should do? Number 58. What will the woman most likely do at the monthly meeting? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thank you both for that lovely dinner. What a nice way to celebrate that our two companies will be working together in the future.
We've often held business dinners here. Say, I wanted to mention how much I liked the speech you gave at our meeting today. Very inspiring.
Ah, thank you. So I'm in town until tomorrow afternoon. Ms. Rice, should I come by your office in the morning to sign the last few papers?
Yes, I'll be in at 8:30. Well, actually make that 9. Does that give you enough time before your flight?
Yes, that should be plenty of time.
Number 59. Why are the speakers celebrating? Number 60. What does the man say he liked about a meeting today? Number 61. What will the women do tomorrow morning? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Are we all set for the event? The food is prepared and the beverages are ready. They're loading the truck now. I confirmed the music and other entertainment, and I think we'll arrive early.
That's good, because I was actually worried that 1 hour wouldn't have been enough to get everything ready.
I agree. How does the rest of the schedule look?
The timing looks good. I wonder if we could actually finish up early at the end of the night. Why don't you tell Pierre to bring the truck back at 11:30?
Okay. He should be finished with his hotel delivery by then.
Number 62. What industry do the speakers most likely work in? Number 63. Look at the graphic. What task in the schedule does the woman express concern about? Number 64. What does the woman ask the man to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Are you all set for the environmental fair our company is putting on at the park this weekend? I just finished finding supplies for my game about recycling.
Yes, I've finished writing the questions for the environmental trivia game I'm leading. Hey, I wanted to check with you. What else can I do to be helpful that day? Would you like me to hang signs or something? Help decorate?
One thing we could use is someone to stand at the park entrance and direct people to the pavilion where the fair will take place.
Wait, aren't there several entrances to the park?
Yes, but only the entrance on Court Street is open on weekends.
Number 65. What event will the speakers attend at the park this weekend? Number 66. What does the woman ask the man to do the day of the event? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which entrance will participants use for the event? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and project plan.
I came by in person to see how the construction of my townhouse is proceeding. I was a bit worried after that text you sent me yesterday.
Yes, we finished stage 3 of the project last week, but as I said in my text, there'll be a delay for stage 4.
I understand there's a problem with the supply of drywall sheets.
There's a delay right now, but we should get them next week.
Is there anything we can do while we wait?
I suggest you start working with your interior designer to decide on the finishing touches. As soon as the drywall arrives, we'll be ready to finish the interior.
Number 68. What did the man do yesterday? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What stage has recently been completed? Number 70. What does the man suggest the woman do?